everyone, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some instantaneous healings with all of you. And as it starts off, we always do the entity clearings. So this is helping to release entities out of your body. And in fact, on our conference call tonight, we did entity water. So if everyone would like to leave right now and get just a glass of water for entities, this will last for today and tomorrow. And normally 12 ounces is adequate. And just get a glass of water here, and we'll do some entity clearing for you with the water also. And right now we'll just do a chakra alignment for you. And we'll do the entity water probably in about 3 minutes. So we're going to go to your heart center and move that around a little bit here for you. There we go. And throat chakra. Good. And third eye. Sixth chakra. Good. Moving around now to your power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Okay, and now we're going to do an opening for everyone. So here we go. Going to your heart center. Going to open the chakra up a little bit larger so you can have more healing done to your body. So heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to open it up to command the energy. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now below the heart, your power chakra, solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, around your navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your tailbone here. Spin, 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 open. Okay, Sylvia, are you there? Why, people are getting their water right now. We might even comment on that, too, if you wish.
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. It's a wonderful evening, and we're here with the Lightship to do some wonderful healing. So if you'd like to participate with us with the show, you can get onto the BBS Fast Chat, which is very easy to do. You just go to the Creation Lightship page from the BBS Radio main schedule page for Channel 1 or Station 1. And then once you get onto the Creation Lightship page, which you can do from any of the daily program schedules, like Wednesday, of course, at 7, or Friday or Saturday or Monday, doesn't matter which one you click on. Then you'll get to the Creation Lightship page, and you'll see, as you scroll down the page, the beautiful light being in front of you, which you're going to want to have up on your monitor. And just below that, you're going to see a link for the Fast Chat, and you can click on that, and that pops a window up for you where you can email or essentially just type in your question or your request and send it away. So it's a way to instantly communicate with us. And we'll keep an eye on that, and we try to answer your questions, and Ron tries to take up your healing requests when he can. Tonight we're going to do something which we haven't done recently, which is very nice, and that is bring in some beautiful conscious healing energies from the Lightship, from various different things like crystals, waters, plants, flowers, things like that. So if you have a particular favorite that you've experienced before, or one that you'd like to experience, you can go ahead and type it in. An example would be, amethyst crystal, or dolphins, or whatever you'd like to experience from the Lightship. So hopefully by now you've all had a chance to get your water together, and I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, for the water activation.
Okay, so put your water container in your hand, between both hands, and we're going to bring you one of the divine energies here through the light beam. So if you don't have the light beam up on your screen, then what I'd like you to do is bring it up and just scroll down on your screen under Creation Lightship Healing, underneath the blinking flower. You're going to see the beautiful light beam there. And we're going to activate her right now. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And you may have seen her change her form a little bit. She'll become more three-dimensional. So take your water now, and we'll bring in the energy from the light beam. And here she comes. Going to come back into your heart center. And then from there, it's going to go down your arms, the energy, out your fingers, out your palm chakras. And you have a wonderful experience now with this entity water. And again, just sit back and relax. This takes about maybe 30 seconds to do. And you should start to feel the energy moving. You might feel your body buzzing a little bit here as this happens. And we're about half done. Okay, and looks like we're completed now. So you can drink your water if you wish. And you may feel this wonderful release of the entities that maybe have been in your body as they start to leave you. Okay, next what we're going to do is the mind-to-heart drop. So again, think of an elevator. If this is your first time on listening, just visualize, if you would, an elevator being the 10th floor on your forehead, your awakening consciousness. And we're going to drop you down this mental body into your heart center, which will be the first floor. So here we go, dropping down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great. So just kind of sit back and relax a little bit here and enjoy this experience of being in your heart center with your spirit and ask for guidance and healing. And we'll be back in about a half a minute here. We'll give you this special time of silence for this process. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, I enjoyed that mind-to-heart drop. It always feels so good to get in your heart and have your spirit energy present with you, so I hope you all enjoyed that. And like we talked about a little bit ago, I'm going to bring in some beautiful divine energies from the Creation Lightship. So please, if you'd like to have a particular one, you can type that into the fast chat. I guess I'll start off with a request for experiencing some crystal. I know they've got the beautiful amethyst crystals and other wonderful crystals on the Lightship. So over to you, Ron, with whatever crystals the Lightship would like to bring in.
Okay. They're going into a room now, which you're showing me, and these crystals kind of look like candy canes. They're striped crystals. Part of them is clear that you can see through. Another part has different colors on it, like the rainbow. So this is a brand new room that they're showing me right now. We're bringing this energy down to you. So here it comes, and you may just feel this energy coming into your heart center. And again, request healing, which is what you must do, because the Lightship always sees you in perfection. They don't judge you, perfect, whole, and complete where you are in your life right now. So you must request a healing in order to have them work with you. So here comes this wonderful, like candy cane rainbow energy from these crystal points. So here they come, stronger, and they'll come in through the light beam, stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll see you back in about a half a minute here, and just feel the energy. I'll let you have silence here. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Oh, that felt great. What a beautiful crystal.
Yeah.
Wonderful colors and just a really vibrant energy and just feels absolutely wonderful.
Okay, what would you like to bring in next?
Well, we actually have a few requests on the fast chat. Thank you, guys. So we have a request for quite a few different things. So I'll just start with one, and that is the dolphin energy.
Okay, so bring in the dolphins here. And here they come through your monitor screen, through the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's very, very peaceful. And how's that feel for you, Sylvia?
It feels wonderful. And, you know, maybe for people that might be new to this for the first time, you could talk a little bit about the light ship while people are experiencing this energy. And also talk about how to relate to the energies, what to do, you know, as far as asking for guidance or healing and how to go about that.
Sure, okay. So the light ship comes once every 2,000 years. It's the light ship that Jesus used for his healings and teachings of ascension, which is why he came 2,000 years ago. And the light ship is here again for this very, very short time to help everyone out who wishes to do the ascension process. And the light ship does many types of healings. The most important is your emotional healing. And there's a mental healing. We can do samples maybe tonight if time permits here. And there's parallel life healings and past life healings. You can heal your spirit from this point in time right now back to its conception from the light ship. We can do a healing which would work on your 7 or maybe even 12 generations if you wish to do that. Going back in time to remove the imprinting that is most predominantly done to you by these people. And we can do a healing which we call the Immaculate Conception, where you've conceived in pure divine energy versus being conceived from your parents' smaller divine sparks. So you're actually conceived with this wonderful high-frequency golden light energy. And there's just many, many more energies that we do, different types of healings. You had a couple of these, I think, Sylvia, at least. Want to describe one of them that you maybe have a liking to?
Oh, they're so wonderful. One that I particularly love is the Master Clearing 1 through 4 that you do, which has the four different parts. And it's just, I think, something that everyone should have because it's just so precious. And important, it seems to me, for what we're dealing with here on Earth. And maybe I'll just let you describe the four sections.
Yeah, the first one is releasing you from the cordings, which are negative, from the dark side and also from the planets that we see here. Remember, all energetic cordings to us, I use the word horoscope. These are they actually go to 13 planets. And these are the major ones that are connecting to your energetic system of your body, taking away your life force energy. And it's unknown to us typically where they are connecting to, but the planets should not ever have any kind of a pre-programmed plan for you, for your life. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything that has a script, a predetermined light path, does not have the light. So these astrological charts that people have, along with the readings through astrology, that's just the people giving you a clue and telling you what's in store for you by the dark side. Because the light never created these energies to help you, you know, to have a light path where you have to be controlled. Remember, everything works in the now. So these planets are probably taken over by the negative extraterrestrials, which has taken away your free will, free choice. And that's not love energy. So this is the first part that we take away. We take away 13 of these. The next one is very wonderful. This is where you are connected to your home base energy. So everyone is created at some point in time from the light ship. And as you leave the light ship, there's also other spirits that have been created at the same time as you. And this energy, all these spirits go to a certain location, which we call the home base energy. And this is where you have your actual first incarnation. And then from there you go out to experience life into all other life forms, all other places. And then you always return back to your home base energy. And there's only one lifetime that you experience, and that's in the now. So wherever you go to, you have one life, and you return back to your home base energy. And this you can do any time of your life. You can go back daily, whenever you wish to. And this is where you have your true spiritual backup, and all the beings that are there is your spiritual family. And this is where you get information from also. The next one is your twin flame connection. And so this, again, is an energetic connection, much like the one that you have for your home base energy. And this energetic connection to your twin flame, which also resides on your home base energy location, is the other half of you. So almost everybody on this planet only has one half of them in their bodies. And this is what we call our spirit, but the other half of you is elsewhere, somewhere in the universe of the light. And because, you know, the darkness, again, has come in and prevented you from having contact with your twin flame energy, you only feel only half here or half whole in your body. And so this brings you that energetic connection, too. And once you have these two healings, you're actually much more in control of your life. You feel like you have all your spiritual backup. You feel like you're full on the inside. It takes away the feeling of maybe neediness, hopelessness, anxiety, wanting to have a bunch of relationships. So this is a very beneficial healing. And the last part is we take you out of your soul family, which is the dark side agreements, contracts, karma, etc., that you were trapped into for probably tens of thousands of years here, and it's just what you should not be involved with here, but the dark side you know, has held you captive here on this prison planet. So we're actually taking you out of this karmic loop, and it's a wonderful session. And you feel very empowered afterwards. Almost all my clearings that I do is strictly clearings to get away all this gunk and junk and stuff from you. And this clearing is one of the really happy, beneficial ones that I love doing because it really gives you self-empowerment. And the prerequisites for this here is you must have your first, the emotional clearing, and then a mental clearing, a sensory clearing, which is past life, and then you can do this one here. And you may want to do a few other ones, but those are what's needed in order to gain your access to your twin flame energy, because your twin flame will not come into your body physically to be with you because of the densities which you have here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you for that. You know, just as you were talking about those different things, it actually reminded me of when I did that and how wonderful that is to have that connection in place, because, you know, most of us go through life, I think, feeling at least at times like, why are we here? And, you know, where is my actual home? And feeling sort of incomplete, and sometimes I think get into relationships in an attempt to feel like or find some missing part of us or feel completed somehow, when that's not necessarily where we end up you know, in that relationship, we don't have that feeling because it's not really what we're looking for. It's just that we didn't know what we're looking for. We didn't know that we were missing the other half of us, the other spiritual energy that we were created with. So having that restored is just a phenomenal blessing and can impact your life in so many ways, and it's just wonderful to be able to do that. So that's great. And, you know, one thing that we have a request for is to bring in the energy of Metatron and Melchizedek. So maybe we can do that next.
Sounds great. Okay, so here comes what we call the M&Ms. It's on there. Yeah, it's great. I wrote that. Okay, so here we go. Here's Metatron and Melchizedek coming. And they will come through the light beam on your monitor screen. And they'll connect to your heart center. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just sit back and relax and request healing, and we'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, and then we have another request for the Star Bethlehem coming. So this is one of the defense fleet ships from the light ship. So you may feel this energy coming into your room right now. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll just have some silence and feel the energy in your heart center. Okay, Sylvia, that felt great to me. What's next?
Boy, it sure did. Really seemed to change the whole vibration and even the air in my room. It's really something. Let's see. I was thinking, you know, we were talking about the master clearing and the twin flame energy. And one thing we could do to give people kind of a little experience with that is to bring in one of the masters, like Jesus, and then bring their twin flame energy in with them, and so people can experience the difference in the wholeness of the energy when it's combined with the twin flame.
Okay, so we'll first bring in the energy of Jesus, and again, he'll come through the light being on your screen, so here he comes, so strong. Stronger, 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 and stronger. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Feels wonderful.
Okay, we'll just sit back and enjoy this for half a minute, and we'll have Jesus leave, and we'll bring in his twin flame energy. Okay, and here we go. We're going to bring in the twin flame energy of Jesus. So here he comes, or she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll just put you in silence for a little bit here so you can experience this wonderful energy. Oh, that feels wonderful. Very heart-opening. And now we'll bring in Jesus' energy back again, and you can feel the difference with these two energies here in wholeness. So here comes Jesus. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow. I was really enjoying that wonderful energy, so thank you so much for bringing them in. Let's see. You know, one thing that's so great about the light shift that I love is just that there's the conscious energies of all of the different healers that are on the ship, like the crystals and the flowers, how they're actually conscious beings, and probably that same thing is true here on Earth, but I think sometimes we forget that or don't really notice it so much, like when we're looking at the trees or the mountains and things like that. But those are all conscious energies also. And I know you've brought in the past energy from Mount Shasta, Mount Fuji, and that kind of thing. Is that something you'd like to get into tonight?
Yeah, great. So let's bring in the energy of Mount Shasta for everybody. So here it comes. So just sit back and relax. And then we'll bring in maybe Sedona next here, and then maybe Mount Fuji. So here comes Mount Shasta's energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you can experience that right now. And it should feel kind of electric to you. It should feel like very, very high frequency. It should waken you right up. And next we'll bring in another energy, which will be the energy of Sedona, Arizona, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just, you know, stay in your heart center and feel this wonderful energy of Sedona, Arizona. And it's a little different than Mount Shasta. It's, to me, a very nurturing energy. Maybe grounding might be a good word to use. How do you experience that, Sylvia?
For me, it has a more of a soft feeling, like where Mount Shasta is almost like kind of prickly, like when it comes in, and I feel very energized and tingly. And then the Sedona energy is just very, I guess it's maybe more feminine in nature. It's got that mother or nurturing kind of feeling to it. It's really, really nice. I was actually wondering when you were bringing that in, if mountains energies have twin flames also.
I think they're here in wholeness because they're the energy from the earth spirit bringing in the divine into that. So I think they are in wholeness already.
Oh, great.
Good question, though.
Interesting, huh?
Okay, let's bring in the energy of Mount Fuji. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and enjoy this energy here. Okay, what do we have next on the fast chat? Any other energies you want to bring in for mountains or anything like that, Sylvia?
Well, we had some requests for, the golden whales, the mermaids, so maybe we can go to the water end of the spectrum.
Okay, let's bring in the mermaid energy from the light ship.
Okay, great.
Hey, so here comes the mermaids. There'll be three of them coming in for you for healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Feels great, boy.
Yeah, they are really something.
Oh, boy, okay. So I'll just let you be in silence here for a little bit and enjoy these energies here.
And request your healings and just communicate in your heart.
Okay, let's bring in some whale energy.
Yeah, we had a request for the golden whales.
Golden whales, okay. So here comes the golden whales. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Feels nice, too.
It sure does.
Okay.
You know, if you put your hands out you can actually sometimes feel them, right? For myself, I just put my hand kind of just either up, palm up, or in front of the monitor screen, and I'm feeling a lot of energy from that.
Yes, that's nice to do. So if you're interested in feeling the energy, just put it in front of your hand in front, palm out, and move it about a foot in front of you, and move your hand up and down and back and forth, and you actually feel the golden whale's energy. It's quite something to experience. Okay, what's next, Sylvia?
I think this would be a good time to just bring up the 4-hour ascension preparation and healing conference call that you have coming up later in the month, because these wonderful energies are very much a part of that conference call when you go to the lightship and you get to experience these and many, many more energies. So let's talk about that for a little bit and make sure everyone has it on their calendar.
Okay, so that's going to be this month on the 19th. And it'll be at 1 o'clock. It's Saturday. So 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and 4 o'clock Eastern. And it's a 4-hour conference call where you call in on the telephone and you normally have a speakerphone hooked up and you just sit back, lay back, relax, and we do a lot of healing geared for ascension. The light beings do a special program for us. We do water charging. And it seems like it might be a lot when you think of our real time here of 4 hours, but the time goes by so quickly, it feels like about 20 minutes to a half an hour. And you can walk around if you wish. And I do have people who would like to get on it, but they say, I'm not going to be in town that day, and I can put them up absentee also, and they will feel the energies coming into them. So this is Ascension Healing, and the Lightship is helping you in the process of the Ascension work to help eliminate some densities from you. And this is a call that we do once a month geared toward that. So anything that I could have left out, Sylvia, that you want to add?
Oh, it's hard to talk about all of it because so much happens and it's such a life-changing experience. Thinking back to a couple of the ones that I've experienced, one of the things that's so unique about it is that when you're on the lightship, you're not on the same time factor as we are here. So you might, I think one time we all were in kind of a lecture hall on the lightship where they were talking to us about, you know, everything that was going on in health and healing. And I think that you said that we were in that room for about a full day's equivalent of a full day talking with the light beings. So it's kind of hard to even say how much time we spend there or how much healing goes on, but it's just incredible. And each time it's different because they bring out new rooms that they've created just for us and new healing modalities, and it's just a very sacred experience that just really changes your whole outlook on life and your frequency and your ability to hold light, energy, and your health. And it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's a complete blessing to be able to do it. And it's also so inexpensive to do. I think you charge $60 for that, and it's just it's amazing.
Yes, it is.
So it's wonderful, and it's great being having kind of the camaraderie, too, of the people that you go to the lightship with and having that experience together. So it's wonderful.
Oh, what we normally do first with all the healings, if you're going to work with me, is number one is the emotional healing, and that's very beneficial. So I'll just do a sample for everybody that would like to experience that here. And looks like Kyle typed in 8D Earth energies. Well, we could do that, I guess. So here we go. We're going to do some energy work here and release some of your emotional traumas for the last 7 days. And here we go. 7 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 5 days ago. There's some stuff there with some of you. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, yawning. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So what you want to do is look at situations that you've had to deal with in the last 7 days. Ones that typically would be negative that you did not like, that maybe you still hold maybe a grudge, anxieties, anger over. And just look at it right now, and you're going to notice that these energies, this event or events are more distant to you. And it should feel like somebody else's movie. Like you can see the scene, but it doesn't really relate to you that much like it used to. And you're not losing the experience, but you are losing the trauma. And the light ship does these healings so that you can have more of your spirit energy with you in your body, because your spirit cannot and will not come into low-frequency densities of judgment, which is what we're doing when we judge people and have traumas. We're actually involved in judgment. And that's typically, a lot of that is mind energy. And the light ship never created mind energy, and this is the trap that we get into here. So you want to release these emotions out of us, of the judgment, and this is what the light ship is doing for you. And I think we'll bring in the energy of the eighth-dimensional Earth. Remember, the Earth spirit is leaving the Earth blueprint that we're living on right now. It will no longer be here after the ascension time, and it's going to go to eighth-dimensional reality. And since the Earth spirit created your body, you have the opportunity in this one lifetime to be able to leave with your body, if you can fully integrate your spirit with it, to eighth-dimensional reality. So spirit of the Earth is allowing you to do this. And here we go. We'll have this experience here of 8D reality. It'll come in through the light beam here. And here it comes. And again, connect to your heart center. Remember, the mind, with all of these healings, is not really involved with it. You can never mentalize love. You have to feel, sense love in your heart center. And that love energy is unconditional. So again, stay in your heart center. And I'll drop everybody down right now again. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, just stay in your heart, and you can feel the new energy that the Earth Spirit has created an eighth-dimensional reality. Okay, turn it back over to you, Sylvia. There's quite a difference there in energies from the Earth now to the new one here.
Yeah, I was just really enjoying that 8D energy from the new Earth blueprint. That's really something else. It's just feels wonderful, and I know you talked a bit about it in the past, about the Earth spirit no longer wanting to be in duality and creating this new planet. But that's something that's pretty mind-boggling to think about, that a whole new planet could just be created for the Earth spirit. And on the light ship, I believe, you know, we've been on the four-hour call once or twice. We're able to actually go to the special room on the light ship where the new blueprint was. which is just really amazing to think about, that could just be created like that. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, since the Earth Spirit is choosing not to experience the three-dimensional reality any longer, and it wants to get out of duality completely, it decided to go into eight-dimensional reality. And that's where it's going, and everything is completed. It's just waiting for the ascension time so it can leave the blueprint of the Earth now and create its, go into another blueprint and recreate that. So our Earth reality here at ascension time will no longer be in existence. The blueprint will go right back to the light ship, and it will be there, and it could be reestablished, reintegrated, reformed if another spirit from the light ship chooses to come back and want to live in this old blueprint. So that's a possibility. Some people talk about the Earth going to 8D reality, I mean, excuse me, 4D or 5D, and that's a possibility. But remember, there has to be a spirit that's going to integrate this old blueprint. And whether or not that's done is no way of knowing until after the universal shift. So typically, the Earth will no longer exist, and neither will anything else on the Earth. It'll all be in blueprint stage and stored on the light ship in wholeness. But you have your chance now. This is one of the lifetimes that you can actually do the ascension if you choose to, because the Earth Spirit has given you, in a sense, permission to come with it if you're able to fully integrate yourself. And hopefully, nice to have everybody on the planet Earth right now go to the new reality of 8D, but you have to do the work to release the emotional densities and traumas out of your body so your spirit can fully come into the body to do this work. So back to you, Sylvia.
So do you have any glimpses of what the 8D reality will be like, what it'll be like on that planet?
Yeah, everything is, what I have seen is basically everything communicates through mental telepathy. The houses that I've seen there are glass houses, in a sense. You can create your reality just by thinking through your heart a thought. Remember, you're completely love energy, so your thoughts are no longer mind. It's just strictly heart. Your heart actually thinking of these energies, so it's a heart-based scenario, even though we use words that are earth-based here, like thinking. So you can just create your reality instantly through the heart. If you wish to change the temperature, bring in like a sun into your room and make it dark out or anything like that, you can do that. One of the sessions that I had, we actually went there and experienced going swimming in the swimming pools that are there. Quite something. It was just a wonderful experience going into a swimming pool that was at a house that was created there. So anyway, we've been there, and it's nice. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and it sounds like something that's definitely worth doing the work for, you know, to get the densities out and get yourself ready to be able to do that. So let's see. I'm just looking over the fast chat. We've probably got time for maybe one more divine energy to come in. And there was a request for Janina.
Okay, so here she comes. Here comes Janina. So coming in through the light beam. And stronger, 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 and she's here, stronger. So you can experience her love energy, and we'll see you back in about a half a minute here. Hey, Sylvia, back to you.
It's just so wonderful being in her presence and with that energy coming into our room. So I'm sure all of you are really enjoying that experience. I don't know if there's some people that are with us for the first time, and maybe you could just mention who Janina is.
Yeah, she helps me out a lot on the light ship. She's the commander in the healing aspect with her fleet of ships. What they do is the light ship not only has the main light ship, but they have smaller light ships that go out to different universes to do healing for ascension. And so we're actually going to the main one where I'm stationed, and she's there also. But there are smaller ones, and we do cross-training with the extraterrestrials that are there. And I use the word the ETs and the light. These are the first incarnation. So they haven't been tainted by negative energies yet, even though the races down here could have been. So these are the pure divine beings, which is what they all are initially. Much like people on the earth, remember, you're born as a baby and you don't have any real corruption until you start learning, you know, how to be corrupted. So anyway, these are all perfect divine light beings, and they do cross-training, and they're here to help us in the ascension process. And so she works with me all the time on the light ship when I'm there, and I'm there now, and she's here to help us out also. And she can really show us what it feels like to be in the now and to have the wonderful energy coming through. And she's still activating now through the light beam that you see on your screen. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's really incredible. There's so much light that just comes off of her picture there on the monitor in front of me. It's just really something to experience and to watch as her presence just comes more and more alive in that picture. So, and
yep.
That was actually a drawing of her that was done by an artist who went to the Creation Light Ship for one of the healing sessions and actually was there and drew that picture of her. So it's an actual likeness of her. So it's pretty,
mm-hmm.
pretty nice, huh?
Yep, very, very nice.
Wonderful. So, well, we are basically out of time, so just time to say goodnight to everyone, and mark your calendars. 10 days from now is the wonderful 4-hour session, and it's very easy to get on. Just connect with Ron, and you can find out more about how to do that if you like. So I'll just say blessings to everyone, and good night, and we'll be back Friday at 9 Pacific.
Yep, and if you wish to give us a testimonial, just scroll down on the screen now, and there's a place to do that. And if you wish to be on our email list, we send out maybe 2 to 3 emails a month. You can also go there and type in your address. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and hope to see you Friday, and also on our conference lines and the special Ascension program on the 19th. Bye, everybody.
Good night.